Welcome to Retire Rich Today with Mark Goodell.
Retiring rich means you have no debt and sufficient assets that will generate income to last a lifetime.
With over 30 years experience as a financial advisor in Utah,
we help you manage your money and your wealth so that you can retire with added comfort.
Using established financial strategies, Mark can help you create a stable income for the rest of your life.
We can run the numbers for you, come up with a game plan, and show you exactly how much you're going to need to retire based upon the type of lifestyle that you want to live during your retirement years.
Now, let's start the path to making your retirement dreams come true.
Thanks for spending some of your weekend with us. Mark and Clint Cadell are here. I'm Heather Branch, and our number is 801-839-4939. If you have a question for Mark or Clint, we'd love to hear it. Again, it's 801-839-4939. We're also online, 24/7, retirerichtoday.com. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great on the show today. We're talking about what to do if you're getting a late start in building your nest egg, why it's a good idea to get another set of eyes on your company 401k, and what women should think about when it comes to retirement. But before we get to all of that, Mark, I'd like for you first to take a minute and explain why this show is called Retire Rich Today, because the definition of rich, that varies from person to person. So when you say you want to help your clients retire rich, what does that mean from your perspective?
Well, we don't want anyone waking up during their retirement years in a cold sweat.
No.
worrying about money and how they're going to make their bills and make ends meet. We want everyone to retire comfortably and confidently, knowing that their income is going to last their entire lifetime. What my definition of retiring rich is having no debt and sufficient assets that will last your entire lifetime. So we want them to, first and foremost, have a comfortable retirement, a more comfortable retirement. We want them to be able to accomplish all of their goals, all their dreams and aspirations that they plan so long to accomplish. We want them to enjoy their retirement years.
Absolutely. And in the way of getting to that place of your retirement dreams, think back about where you first started. You remember getting your first real job and how everyone told you to put money in a tax-deferred 401k because you'll be in a lower tax bracket by the time you retire and start taking withdrawals. However, there's a piece in Kiplinger that argues we may very well see higher tax rates in our later years. So guys, if that's true, having a tax plan in our overall retirement strategy, that's something that we all need, right? And how do we go about figuring that out and figuring that in?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that a lot of people don't consider is, like, there's something that you can consider is how the government's going to react in the future years. As the debt keeps rising, there's only one way to pay that down, and it's through taxes. So odds are those will go up, and that's what's mentioned in the article. We had a client recently who, he had that same question of, well, whether he should put money into the Roth or his regular IRA, because he wasn't confident that he was going to be in a lower tax bracket. So when we consider that in our financial plannings, we talk about where the income streams are coming from and then anticipate what that tax bracket will look like in the future. So if you plan on taking Social Security, if you plan on withdrawing from your annuity, if you plan on still working into your retirement years, mm-hmm. all those things can be a huge factor in whether or not you will be in that tax bracket.
Yeah, we try to work with the client's CPA to reduce their tax liability and shift a lot of that into a Roth IRA or into some other instrument that'll actually reduce their taxes. There's a number of strategies that people can employ to reduce their taxes, and that's what we help them do. Take a brief look at their recent tax return. We can usually come up with some solid plans to reduce those taxes and increase their net income, because during retirement, it's all about net cash flow, what they can actually keep in their pocket after all taxes, fees, and expenses.
That's an interesting point that you were making about the national debt. I guess I'm just the dumb blonde over here. I didn't put two and two together that as the national debt increases, so will our tax liability.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, somebody's got to pay that debt. I don't know who's going to pay it, but it's pretty huge.
It's my generation.
Like it's going
to
be us.
it's Clint. I'm not paying it.
That's always the answer, is it's the younger generation.
Yeah, they keep passing it on, but we've got to do something about this national debt. It is getting way out of control.
Yeah.
They can either raise taxes or lower government expenditures. The odds of them lowering government expenditures, if past history is any indication, is quite slim to none. So Odds are they'll probably bump up some sort of taxes. I wish they would actually cut some of their expenses, because there's a lot of pork out there that they're wasting money on. But it's hard for politicians to do that. So I wish they would do a combination of both.
Well, even then, a lot of our nation is getting older and there are less younger people. And these social systems are funded by the younger generations.
Right.
So as things go into Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, those social programs will be higher in demand, so to speak. So they'll need more funding to keep that going for those for the more people that are now on those programs. So programs will probably need to change, but your tax plan should anticipate that, and your retirement fund should anticipate that. And that's what we're here to help you do. And so when we meet with you and we go over these things, we make it more simple and put it down on paper and help you out that way. But it's not just the one and done scenario. We'll continue to talk with you over the years. So that way, if there is a big change to Social Security or Medicare, we can meet with you and discuss with you how that'll affect your retirement. And we can adjust your income so that way you can be prepared for those things.
Okay, well, while we're on the topic of creating that plan and working with you guys, I want to ask you about a particular subject that strikes a personal chord with me, which is women and financial planning, because a consulting group in Boston found that of all the industries women deal with, financial services is the one with which they are most dissatisfied. So I wanted to talk to you guys about the role that the both of you play when it comes to your women clients. Are there certain areas that women seem to ask more about than men? Or I guess maybe another way to look at that, are there areas that women should take more consideration of when thinking about their retirement years?
I think it's important for women to take a more active role in the financial planning process. We've seen in the past, the younger generation is doing much better. The older generation, sometimes the men would be overbearing, if that's an appropriate term to use.
No, I'm
and they would take over. They managed everything.
Right.
We've got a number of older women clients now. By the way, women end up with all the money. Like, that's the good point, Heather.
Because we're outliving you guys.
Yeah, correct. Yep. So they do. They end up with all the money. And sometimes it's a big surprise to them when they get this, their husband passes away and they've got all this money. And sometimes they don't know how to manage certain things. So we help them through that process. But it would be very helpful if all spouses were to work together in a cohesive manner and be fully, you know, disclosed as far as the finances and share all the information, because it's not fair to one spouse when the other one dies and suddenly they're, you know, everything's dumped in their lap, so to speak. And sometimes they're a little anxious on how to approach things. So we help them through that process. But so it's very important to share the financial information during their lifetimes. So there's no big surprise.
We recently met with a couple who the husband is getting more and more sick. So the odds of him passing away are higher now.
Mm-hmm.
And his pension payout is only set to pay out for his lifetime only. Mm. And that's how a lot of different programs are, where you can choose to get paid for you and your spouse's life,
mm-hmm.
but it's a smaller payout. So it doesn't look as tempting when people are just looking at it on paper. But what a lot of younger couples don't consider is that income is going to be gone when you pass away. So you're really rolling the dice when it comes to things like that.
Yes.
So when we meet with people, we tend to recommend to go for the lower of the two payouts, but that way the husband can be sure that your wife can keep on getting that income stream even after you pass away. That's something that's so critical that a lot of times people just overlook.
Yeah, that joint income is absolutely critical, like Clint said, because we've seen too many times people coming into our office where the husband passes away and the wife comes in and suddenly she's lost half of her income or more,
right?
Because the husband didn't set it up properly. And that's really not fair to the surviving spouse. And the opposite can also be true. We've had a situation where the wife passed away and she passed away first and she took her income option as the single only,
mm-hmm.
because of course women live longer, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she didn't, and he's still alive and he's in his 90s. And so he took a huge hit on his retirement income. So it's important not to do that. Please have joint and survivor incomes. You need to plan for two lives, not just one life.
Yeah, and it's not all doom and gloom, though. When we meet with you, and if that is your scenario, we can talk about where you can pull funds and where you can get that income back. And you won't make back all of that income, of course. The real loss is the loss of your spouse. But we can help you get that added security that your spouse would want you to have. And another thing that women have a lot of trouble with after their husbands pass away, this also another story that happened recently, is because they don't participate in the finances early on,
mm-hmm.
it's just kind of confusing and they don't know who to talk to. Like, lots of times when we meet people, only one spouse shows up, but we try to make it a priority to meet with both both people in the couple. So that way everyone understands and we're all on the same page, because we don't want one of the major complaints of women in finance is that they feel like they're being taken advantage of because they haven't been a part of that discussion the entire time. So when we meet with you, we talk about, well, this is where the money's coming from. We'll show you on paper, but we'll also continue to fight for you. If you feel like you've been wronged, or if you miss that check in the month, we will call those companies and make sure that they get that out for you. We have no problems calling those companies day and night and making sure that you get your money as soon as possible and overnight it if needed, because not everybody can wait for snail mail.
We had that happen to one of our clients just recently. She was trying to get some money out of a company, and they were just dragging their feet like crazy. And we tried to explain that this needs to come out right away. And she really felt she was being taken advantage of by this company because her husband passed away, and she's now single.
Yep.
And she thought they were just taking advantage of her because she was a woman, and which probably wasn't true, but that's the way she felt.
It feels like it. There's no, that's when you're like that, you're just stranded.
Yeah, she felt alone and neglected, and they weren't helping her out. So we had to step in, and we had made tons of phone calls. We paid to have the check overnighted to her. So we want to make sure that people are well taken care of, and that's so important working with a financial advisor, especially if you're single, to make certain that things get done in an expeditious manner.
Yeah, we've met with a couple. They left working with us for a while, but because they know that we're going to stick with them, they ended up coming back as clients in their later years because the husband felt that he could trust us, and he knew that we would, after he passed away, he knew that we would continue to help his wife, and that way she would have that added security. So that's one thing that I think separates us from everyone else, is that, sure, we're not the biggest company out there, but I know for a fact that we are going to be with you the entire time, and we can work with you and to help give you that added security.
I think that the biggest overtone of this conversation that we're having right now, this immediate subject, is the idea about coming together and working together, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're single or married, whether you've been widowed. Mark and Clint, they are here to help you come up with a plan so that you can feel better about the place that you're headed when it comes to your retirement and your financial future. Theirs is not a cookie cutter approach. One size does not fit all when it comes to money. They can help you create a detailed financial plan to help you get out of debt, grow your wealth, reduce taxes, and allow you to retire with an income that lasts your lifetime so you don't run out of money. 801-839-4939. Call to set up your time to meet with Mark and Clint to begin this planning process. And also, we're going to send you a copy of Mark's book, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement, which he wrote to help further clarify the steps that you can take to plan for your own future. 801-839-4939 to set up your appointment and get a copy of Mark's book, all complimentary for you listening today. We'll be back in just a minute with more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
Now that you're finally starting to think more seriously about retirement, it's also time to think more seriously about getting your financial house in order. Many people believe the key to a happy retirement is to get out of debt before you retire, and then to live within your means after you retire. The folks at Cadell Investments can help you do both. Whether you're trying to pay off your mortgage or maybe dealing with some other debt, their certified financial planners can help you set up a game plan for retiring debt-free. Then they'll help design a plan to generate lifetime income for the duration of your retirement. Mark has been helping people work toward their financial goals for over 30 years, and he can help you do the same. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
Welcome back to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell. I'm Heather Branch. Our number is 801-839-4939. 801-839-4939. If you have a question for Mark or Clint, we always love hearing from you. We're also online at retirerichtoday.com. So most of us probably have a few regrets about the way we've handled some of our finances. For many, the biggest regret was getting a late start in saving for retirement. Chris Hogan, author of Retire Inspired, offered his advice on Fox Business on how to avoid regrets.
Well, I think the number one thing you have to do to avoid regret is to take action. You've got to be intentional and understand that, hey, if I take the right kind of actions, then I can make progress.
All right, so guys, in this case, in the way of getting started late, how do we take the right kind of action to get ourselves back on track and get started?
Yeah, it is important to at least start and take action. It's never really too late to start saving for retirement. It is better if you start when you're younger, just from pure mathematical point of view, because if you start when you're 25 and you average what the stock market has averaged over the last, since the 1920s, an average 9%, you only have to save about $3,000 per year to accumulate $1 million.
Wow.
If you wait until you're 55 and your goal is that $1 million, you have to save over $34,000 per year.
Wow.
What people don't realize is that 25-year-olds saving for 40 years to age 65, they only put in $120,000 and it turns into $1 million. Guess how much that 55-year-old has to put in?
I don't know if I want to know.
$34,000 a year.
Yeah.
Times the 15 years.
Yep.
$510,000 versus the $120,000.
Wow.
So it's a lot more. So
yeah.
That's the magic of compound interest and how that works. So the sooner the better, but it's never too late. We have people coming into our office and they're in their 40s or 50s or whatever the case might be. And we sit down with them and we work from what the point they are right now. You don't want to wait another 15 years until you're 65. So you start where you are now and you come up with a game plan. You find out where all your assets are and start socking away some money. And that's what we help people do.
Yeah. And I hope everybody listening heard that about how the 25-year-old, $3,000 a year, retire with $1 million. Because I know a lot of people listening are getting ready to retire. But your children are also, they should be saving like that right now. And if they're not, we're more than happy to meet with them as well, with you guys, and discuss how they can create that saving plan. And it's something so simple that they can really add in that security in their future.
We know that maybe your 25-year-old son or daughter has better things to do than listen to KSL News Radio at 6 o'clock on a Saturday, but we're here to help them and you. So why don't you tell them while they're getting ready for their fun Saturday night out to flip on the radio, take some advice while she's fixing her hair or he's pressing his shirt, because there's lots of good information to acquire here in the way of preventing yourself from a lot of these kinds of regrets that a lot of people face when they get into their older years. 801-839-4939. Whether you're later and headed to retirement in the next few years, or maybe you're younger, or you know somebody who should be talking to Mark and Clint about planning now for their retirement years ahead, it's always a good idea to get started. And another potential area of action that seems to be coming up more and more often is the idea of including annuities in our plan. This is something that we've talked about on this show before. There are lots of varying opinions about annuities. So we actually asked one of our listeners what she thinks about them being part of a portfolio.
I think they're a valuable investment strategy for people who have excess money that don't get tax breaks from the 401k. They're guaranteed income. They are probably not the most profitable, but they are very safe.
So guys, like I was just saying before, there's varying opinions. We've talked about this before on this show, the idea of an annuity. Is she right? What do you think about annuities yourselves?
Yeah, when someone's younger and they're 20 and 30 years of age, saving in a good quality mutual fund or stock portfolio is by far the better approach. As someone gets older, annuities in place of bonds or in conjunction with bonds are much safer, and that's, I think, what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. So it depends upon your stage of life and what you're trying to accomplish. Annuities are designed to be safe and secure than a traditional stock or bond, and so they add some added peace of mind for particular individuals, and they can also provide guaranteed income to last a lifetime. A mutual fund cannot give you guaranteed income to last a lifetime. So they're different vehicles. And some annuities are much better than others, and that's why some of them have a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
Some are much more cost effective. We like what are called indexed annuities because they're indexed to the market. When the market goes up, they can participate in some of those returns. The interest is calculated based on how the S&P 500 might perform up to certain limits. When the market crashes, the real beauty is they don't lose any money. So for some people, that gives them a lot of peace of mind, knowing that if the stock market crashes tomorrow, that their retirement account is not going to drop in half. They're appropriate for certain individuals. They're not appropriate for everyone. But for those that fit the mindset where they want more safety and security, it's a great vehicle.
An annuity, one of the ways that we describe it is something that helps you sleep well, whereas the mutual fund helps you eat well.
Oh, okay. So, that is a good analogy.
Yeah, you have that baseline. So you're getting close to the retirement years. You should put away a little of your nest egg to make sure that it is safe and it has that added security, which is what that annuity will do. And then you can continue making money in those mutual funds to continue making those big Wall Street returns that you enjoy. But you do sleep well at night knowing that you will get less of a return than your mutual fund, but it'll still be it should be getting that added return, but it is also that safe money. So while some annuities aren't as good as others, that's one of the benefits that we have of being independent. We do shop around and we look at what is the best annuity for you. If you want that added stream of income, we can find that specific one that will fit your situation and continue to give those returns that you need.
Yeah, I had a client call me just this week. In fact, his daughter called me. She was in California. He's here in Utah. And she was concerned because he had an annuity that she thought was only going to pay for 15 years. He was receiving $1,500 a month for 15 years. He's now 92. The 15 years is up.
Okay.
So his wife's already passed away. He was getting $1,500 a month. She thought it was going to end. She was kind of in a panic, thinking, how's Dad going to make ends meet?
Sure.
And so we assured her and looked up the account and explained how it works. But the minimum guarantee was 15 years. It's 15 years and life.
Okay.
So it's going to keep paying him for as long as he lives, even though he's already taken out all the principal, all the interest, but it will keep paying him forever. He lives another 10 years, it'll pay out another $150,000. So there's no other instrument that does that. So in his case, and she was so thankful knowing that, yes, this $1,500 a month is never going to end. It gave her a lot of peace of mind.
I know that the idea of an annuity might be something you have your own questions about. 801-839-4939 if you want to ask Mark and Clint about them. Guys, just a couple more minutes, but I wanted to ask you quickly about another big area when it comes to our retirement plans, the idea of the 401k. This is another big part of our own financial planning. And GoBankingRates.com actually just released an article talking about how we should seek a second opinion, a professional advisor to look over our workplace 401k. Is that something, I know you were talking about the daughter that called you, she asked, you were able to help her with her dad's financial setup. Is this something that we could also come to you to seek some insight upon?
Yes, we have people call us almost every week about their 401ks.
I'm sure.
It's a big topic.
Yeah.
Most people don't understand their 401k. There's not usually someone in the company that sits down with you individually, explains the 401k, gives you all the different investment choices. It's usually just, hey, you sign up and you pick this one, and usually it's a lifestyle fund or whatever they're suggesting that week, but no one goes over and reviews that from time to time. That's what we do. If they just email us or send us a copy of their statement, we do this completely for free. We run a Morningstar analysis on all the different funds that they can choose from and tell them which funds are better than others, and we explain why. We send them a complete report. We don't charge anything to do this. We show them the costs and fees for each fund. Some of these 401ks are great. Others, not so good. They have high costs and fees. For those, we recommend that you contact your employer, or we will, and help them establish a better 401k that's much cheaper, so your returns will hopefully be better.
That's great. I didn't know that you guys could help do that for different companies.
We do that all the time. Yeah, we do that all the time.
That's maybe a good option also for a small business owner in the Salt Lake City area to contact you as far as a retirement plan, maybe for their own employees, even with small businesses.
Yeah, we can either help them set up a new 401k or take over an existing 401k, usually with much lower costs and fees. The employees love it when we come in and help them with their education process and make the 401ks less expensive, so the returns are much better. We also recommend that they add that Roth provision into the 401k for the employees that want to save completely tax-free and pull that income out tax-free. It's a win-win for everyone.
Guys, lots of great points here today. And ones that you can continue to learn about easily when you read Mark's book titled The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. In it, Mark's listed out the steps that you can begin to take now to help ensure you're going to get to that place of retirement you dream about. And right now, you can actually have a copy of the book for free. 801-839-4939. The first 10 callers will get a copy of the book to you. Plus, Mark is personally answering your call. So when you're on the phone with him, set up a time to meet with him and Clint so they can talk to you about your own retirement goals and then work to create a written financial plan specifically designed to those goals. 801-839-4939. Guys, that's it for our time today, but thank you for all the information.
It's by way too fast.
It always does, but you can catch more of the information when we're back here next time with more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Mark Cadell is an investment advisor representative of Cadell Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Mark Cadell is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Utah, number 44601.